Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it.
It's Monday, January 20th, 2025. Welcome to Day 1462. Donald Trump was sworn in as the 47th president of the United States after defeating Kamala Harris in the 2024 election, winning 49.9% of the popular vote with a margin of 1.48 percentage points, one of the narrowest popular vote margins in modern U.S. history. Trump's inauguration fell on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, but he called it Liberation Day, saying his victory would be remembered as the most consequential election in U.S. history. During his second inaugural address, Trump declared that America's decline is over and promised that the golden age of America begins right now. Trump is the oldest president ever inaugurated, surpassing Biden's record by 5 months. His return to power follows his 2020 election loss, 2 impeachments, 4 indictments, 1 conviction, and a civil ruling finding him liable for sexual abuse. He enters office with a unified Republican government, giving him fewer institutional constraints as he advances his agenda. The inauguration was moved inside the Capitol Rotunda, the same building where a mob of Trump's supporters 4 years earlier violently tried to overturn his election loss to Biden. Earlier in the day, Biden hosted Trump and Melania for coffee at the White House as part of Inauguration Day tradition. As the Trumps got out of their car, Biden greeted them with "Welcome home." Meanwhile, Trump reportedly plans to pardon nearly all January 6 defendants and commute the sentences of those convicted of serious crimes. According to individuals briefed on the plans, Trump intends to grant blanket clemency to more than 1,500 people who were charged in the Capitol riot, including those who are convicted of seditious conspiracy and assault of a police officer. This would also include dismissing roughly 300 pending cases, some involving violent offenses. More than 1,580 individuals were charged, and approximately 1,270 convictions were secured, many of which were for misdemeanors. Trump also said he plans to declare a national energy emergency, revoke clean energy policies, and withdraw the United States from the Paris Climate Agreement again. During his inaugural address, he announced plans to boost oil and gas extraction, open federal lands like Alaska for drilling, and reverse Biden-era clean energy initiatives, including fuel economy standards and renewable energy leases. Trump criticized Biden's use of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, vowing to refill it right to the top and cut energy prices by prioritizing fossil fuel development. The Energy Emergency Declaration, which aims to increase U.S. energy dominance, includes measures to expand liquefied natural gas exports and unlock domestic critical minerals for technology production. Trump's decision to remove the U.S. from the climate agreement, which aims to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius, requires a formal withdrawal letter to the United Nations. It takes a year to finalize. Trump will also sign executive orders to end birthright citizenship, declare a national emergency at the southern border, and reinstate his Remain in Mexico policy. The Trump administration plans to reinterpret the 14th Amendment to deny citizenship to children who are born in the United States to undocumented immigrants, a move expected to face legal challenges. After Trump's inauguration, the administration canceled all appointments scheduled through the CPB One app, a legal pathway for migrants to enter the U.S., stranding families who had waited for months. Additional Trump measures include resuming border wall construction, deploying U.S. troops to the border, designating cartels as terrorist organizations, and expanding deportation efforts nationwide. Trump is also expected to sign executive orders recognizing only 2 biological sexes and ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in federal agencies. One order directs federal agencies to replace gender with sex on official documents, such as passports, while restricting transgender individuals' rights to privacy in intimate spaces in facilities such as prisons, migrant shelters, and rape shelters. The second order eliminates DEI initiatives across federal agencies, including environmental justice programs and equity-related grants. White House officials framed these actions as part of a restoring sanity agenda, with Trump calling it a return to merit-based and colorblind policies. And finally, just days before his inauguration, Trump launched a cryptocurrency meme coin. The token is classified as a type of cryptocurrency with no intrinsic real-world value, hence meme coin, and reached a market cap of more than $5 billion within 24 hours of its release. Trump-affiliated entities, however, own 80% of the token's supply. The coin's release comes as Trump prepares to lead a pro-crypto administration that is expected to enact policies benefiting the digital assets industry, including deregulation and shielding of crypto firms from enforcement actions. Critics condemned the timing and implications of the launch, calling it a blatant effort to profit from the presidency and blur the lines between public office and private business interests.
That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.